KNOM Profiles.
As the military's mission evolves, the Alaska Army National Guard wants to boost the Western Alaska Force and establish stronger operations at home and across the state in the name of national defense. Nome and the Bering Strait region have a long history of service in World War II and the Cold War, but the mission has shifted. Brigadier General Mike Bridges is the commander of the Alaska Army National Guard.
Since 9/11 happened and we began doing anti-terror war deployments, homeland emergency response deployments, airport security missions and whatnot, the Army did come through. The Army has transformed, and now the Alaska Army National Guard has transformed to the modern current Army force structure that they wanted the Alaska Army National Guard to be. A big part of that is we went from a Eskimo infantry scout group, which was our heritage, to what's now a battlefield surveillance brigade, which is reconnaissance, surveillance, cavalry, intelligence gathering, and transition of intelligence to higher level headquarters. And we have a new organization called the 38th Troop Command, which is a brigade size headquarters, and it command and controls the rest of my Alaska Army National Guard, which is about 1,400 of my 1,900 soldiers.
That includes an aviation battalion with Black Hawk helicopters and C-23 aircraft. There's also the Fort Greely Missile Defense Battalion,
where I've got 206 full-time Alaska Army National Guardsmen on a national strategic mission. They have the rockets that go up and shoot down ballistic missiles that may come at the United States.
In Nome, there's an aviation force and military police detachment.
What's really neat about the MPs versus infantry is I can take females in the military police force structure. I can take females in the aviation force structure. I can take females in everything but my pure infantry and cavalry units now. And if I can get females out here from the community as traditional drilling National Guard members, I can place additional force structure out here to support them, give them their careers, their jobs based here at Nome. And that's one of the key reasons we're actually here talking with you today to get the word out. I've got to have community members step up from Nome, willing to serve as traditional drilling National Guard members in their National Guard unit. We've really shrunk over the years. Part of its demographic, the requirement to join the military today is significantly higher than it was in the past. You have to have a high school diploma. You cannot have a criminal history or criminal record, other than a couple of parking tickets and that sort of thing. You have to be medically, physically whole. You can't have waivers from broken bones and asthmas and those sort of things.
General Bridges says that young people in the Guard can earn credentials and experience in law enforcement that can lead to careers in police, trooper, or VPSO work. Qualified MPs can also serve to protect the state's missile defense assets. Lieutenant Colonel Joe Miley is commander of the 49th Missile Defense Battalion at Fort Greely.
As a matter of a point of Alaska pride, we are the only battalion in the world that protects the United States against limited strategic ballistic missile threat from rogue nations. Nobody else does this. It's less than 300 people, a little over 200 of my soldiers, that protect over 300 million citizens of the United States so they can sleep better every night. And it's all done by Alaskans. There's no other unit like ours in the entire world that does this. And it's really a point of pride that theoretically, so a soldier from somebody, a young person from Nome could decide, hey, I want to be a member of the Alaska National Guard and join. They could become a military police here at Nome, and then they could compete, apply for full-time positions at Fort Greely, right here in the state of Alaska, and secure the missile defense complex. And right now, I have the only military police company that has a conduct critical site security mission in the Army. So it's very unique, very special, very high prestige.
Another portion of the Guard's mission has to do with protecting citizens in the case of emergencies. General Bridges says there's a need in that respect for representation in Western Alaska.
We have less than 30 members serving in the Guard in the Norton Sound region. Again, go back to the criteria to serve, to enlist today in the military is significantly more stringent. And there's been a huge population migration from this part of the state into the cities, Fairbanks, Anchorage, the Valley, and so forth. So the eligible population is much smaller than it was. for many reasons. We know we can't stop that completely, but we've come out, and part of the deal here with this, the facility, the headquarters here, and the importance of emergency response in the region, I've got to have members from this community serve in their National Guard unit so that when there's a tidal surge or the fall storms or the spring storms or tundra fire, whatever it is, we have local National Guardsmen formed and organized to support in their community first and as the front runners for us to bring additional relief and support in from the headquarters areas.
Colonel Hunt Kerrigan is commander of the 38th Troop Command.
You know, there may not be a lot of representation in this area for the National Guard yet, but our vision is that there will be. This is your National Guard, and your National Guard is playing just an increasingly important role. So we ask people in the area to really consider thinking about joining the National Guard for an array of reasons. But if anything, it also helps the local community. The National Guard is if anything, it's about community. And so our vision is to get the communities to have National Guard soldiers in their community. We think it's really important.
Whether on a local or national level, General Bridges says that the National Guard is about service.
The National Guard is a way to serve your nation, your state, and your community, and you get paid for it. You get amazing adventure opportunities out of it, no kidding. And you develop partnerships, relationships, and teammates that you can't do in any other industry, you know, other than perhaps police, fire, that sort of thing. And we do get a little bit of international travel now and then that for either training or for real-world missions. They're not all combat missions. There's some of that, but we also have great nation-building and nation-stability things. And you can take it anywhere you choose. Nobody in my family ever earned a degree until I joined the Guard. I now have multiple degrees because of being in the Guard. And it provides more opportunities than almost any civilian sector out there. It truly does. And again, you're serving your nation, your state, and your community the whole time.
That was Brigadier General Mike Bridges, the commander of the Alaska Army National Guard. More information is available by calling 1-800-GO-GUARD or going online to 1-800-GO-GUARD.com. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Ben Matheson.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.